Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting fourth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delon. Batting second. The right fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The DH, Joe Charbonneau. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Delon reaches third base with a triple. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delon scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball four. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball 4. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summers moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Summers moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran juggles the ball. That's an error on Corcoran. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Corcoran moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Corcoran moves to third. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hassey is called out on strikes. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wackenfuss, who is chasing the ball. Hara reaches third base with a triple. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Charbonneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hera scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charbonneau moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Charbonneau moves to third. Manning moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Delone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Delone reaches second base with a double. Charbonneau scores. Manning scores. Brohmer moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Dave Tobik now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Joaquin Fuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander pinch hits for Joe Charbonneau. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Manning moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hasse fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Delone is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hargrove. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Hargrove steals second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Sandy Whittall now pitching. Steve Kemp pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hargrove. Jones scores. Summers moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summers scores. Kemp moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Poppy now playing first base. Steve Kemp now playing left field. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards first. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a line drive towards first. Poppy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-4 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Whittall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. DeLone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeLone. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 4 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summers moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hara hits a fly ball towards left. Kemp catches it and throws to second to double up Hassey, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 4 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gray pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 4 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing second base. Mike Stanton now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 5 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field. Stallone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 5 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 1 in the game. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Delone hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summers moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Summers moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 5 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello misplays the ball. That's an error on Rosello. Summers scores. Parrish moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Brookins scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 6 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 6 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hassie takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hara is hit by the pitch. Hassey moves to second. Dave Roseman now pitching. Jerry Dibzinski pinch runs for Toby Hara. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.